Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.jbsba.com. Or jimblasingame.com, or if you like to type, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, here's the email address, askjim@jbsba.com. Karen Post is our guest. She's our good friend. She's the branding diva. She's the lady who joins us to talk to us from time to time about this most important aspect of our businesses, our brands. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Karen, and you know how big a deal I think it is for small business owners to contemplate their brand, to think about their brand, to imagine this thing that they have, sometimes they can have more than one brand. To me, Karen, you know, our first step, and you've helped us do this before, our first step is just to get a small business owner to accept the concept that they have a brand. Because typically they think that Coca-Cola is what the kind of company that has a brand, or Chevrolet or Ford or somebody like that. They're the kinds of folks who have brands, and it's just not true, is it?
Now, everybody has a brand. The day after you open your business, you have a brand because you've touched some people, and the impression that you make and what you plant in the head of the people that you do business with or want to do business with, the sum of everything that you do is your brand. Now, I think smart companies think through their brand and they're conscious of it, and they have a strategy behind it and a very mapped out plan, and then you can guide your brand so that it is what you want it to be versus just kind of leaving it up to the natural forces, which I think is a higher risk approach.
Well, here's one thing that we've learned from you, Karen, over the years. Is that and that I really think is important for people to understand, and that is your brand will be defined in the marketplace.
That's correct.
And so your decision is really simple. Are you going to define your brand and identify it and define it and deliver it and defend it, or are you going to let other people, someone else, the marketplace, maybe a competitor, define your brand and identify it in the marketplace in the way that they want it to be defined? And I think the answer, I think we all know that we want the former experience and not the latter experience. Now,
absolutely.
Karen, let's say that we got our folks out there saying, okay, Karen, Blasingame, we get it. We understand about the brand idea. How do we differentiate our brands from other brands?
Well, this is probably the single most important element of creating a brand. There's four pieces to the brand: the purpose, the point of difference, which we'll talk about today, the personality, and the promise. But the point of difference is really what sets you apart, because there are so many businesses that are selling a very similar product or offering, and the buying market gets very confused. There are so many brochures, business cards, even logos that if you covered up the name, you would not have a clue who was selling you what, because it kind of runs in this big sea of sameness. So to differentiate protects what you have built, and it protects you from being copied. The more unique you can be, the harder it is for a competitor to come in and to try to tell the marketplace your story.
Right.
So when you talk about creating a difference, it is not that you have better customer service. It is not that your product is more quality. Now, those may be true statements, but those are not differentiators. In this marketplace, those are givens. Mm-hmm. The market expects those things. You don't get extra points for those, and it's very hard to show those things as point of differences. A point of difference can be something visual. It can be your story. It can be a claim to fame, something important that you've done throughout your business history. It could be a set of credentials that your company has. It could be physical characteristics or attributes. It can even be a personality. Like if you look at Monster.com, it's a great example of how they used a personality to differentiate their offering. There are many companies that offer employment-type services, but they created this character, this monster, that's very memorable, and that became their point of difference. It can also be special ingredients or a special process that you have within your organization. Now, jumping back for a minute, remember, branding can be your company, can be a product, can be a lot of different things within your organization. But no matter what you brand, you need to have a strong point of difference. And then, you know, sometimes you can even have a lack of something. For instance, I once saw a water company that their point of difference was that they had nothing extra in their product. And that sounds kind of crazy, but that was their point of difference.
You don't get when you get our product, you get nothing extra.
Yeah, that's right. But that was their story, and that's what they built their point of difference around.
That's a great
story. But you just need to be creative, and you need to not be afraid. I work with so many executives, and they even get this differentiating part. But then when it comes down to it, you know, selecting a color, like for instance, UPS, they're the brown guys.
Right.
That's part of their, you know, their thing.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, it means kind of breaking the norm a little bit within your industry, but you need to do that because otherwise you're just swimming in that sea of sameness.
Well,
if
you're the only company that claims brown to be, you know, that thinks brown is beautiful, then you get away with it.
That's right. but you've got to be consistent, and you've got to have frequency. Whatever you decide your point of difference is, you can't just talk about it at a staff meeting and then just forget about it. You have got to really breathe that brand difference in everything that you do. And I cannot emphasize enough how the system does not work if you don't sing the song.
One of the things, the four steps that I've come up with, Karen, that I think about for myself, and I mention it on the show only because it helps me to think about my own brands, is you got to identify, you got to define, you got to deliver it, and you got to defend it. And those,
right.
To me, those are the four steps that help me, and I guess I've learned some of those from our conversations. Those help me whenever I'm thinking about what I'm doing, how I'm penetrating the market, how I'm taking goods and services to the marketplace. I think about whatever I'm doing in, you know, with those four areas, because a lot of times, and you know that fourth thing, the defending part, a lot of times people don't realize that they've got to defend these brands because the marketplace will whittle away at your brand, won't they, and try to dilute it
and
make it not seem as important. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We've got more branding stuff with our friend Karen Post, the branding diva, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate, and we're visiting with Karen Post, who's the branding diva. Karen, give us your website, please.
My website is brandingdiva.com.
When's that book coming out?
Coming out this summer. American Management Association is publishing it, and it's going to be called The Brain Tattoo.
AMICOM, yeah, and you're going to launch it on this show, right?
That's right. I can't wait.
We'll have some fun. Okay, what do we find when we get to your website?
You will find lots of great articles. You can sign up for a quarterly newsletter called The Brain Tattoo. And I just started doing a monthly branding bite, which is a quick snippet, easy to digest, and low carbs.
All right. Sounds good. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And Karen, let's get back into our differentiating of our brands discussion.
Okay.
The first issue, the first point was make a point of difference.
Right.
And the second one?
And, well, the first point is make a point of difference, but understand that your great customer service or your superior product, that those are not really differentiators. You've got to get creative, and you've got to not be afraid to really dig deep into your arsenal of components that build up your brand. Like, for instance, maybe it's where you're located, or you have a niche market, or you've got a stand on a social responsibility issue that can be a point of difference for your company. But whatever you do, everyone knows Tom Peters. He says be distinct or be extinct.
Uh-huh.
I say, run like the rest and you too will be roadkill. So it's really, really important to differentiate. Otherwise, you're just asking for trouble. You're going to have to spend twice as much money if you choose not to really be distinct, because it's going to take a lot more of everything you're doing to touch your market. Versus if you are something that's interesting, unique, and compelling, people, humans remember things that are different. And so I just can't stress enough how important it is, whether it's your personal brand and you're a professional, or whether it's your company brand or a product. And don't be afraid and try new things.
One of my favorite restaurants in Washington, D.C. is a place called Filomenos.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Georgetown. And it's downstairs off the main, off the street level. But on the way down is a little landing area that's got a little bitty room in it, and this is an Italian restaurant, and they've got something called pasta mamas. They got they got ladies who are in there dressed like, you know, Italian, you know women would have been dressed, say, 100 years ago, and they're in there hand making pasta, ravioli,
wow,
things like that. And so on your way to the restaurant, you look over there, and you can actually, you know, walk over and talk to them. You can, you know, I met Josephine the other day when I was there, and they're in there making pasta.
That's
and by
great.
Hand, and you see that on the way down to the restaurant. Well, that's, I've never seen anybody do that before. That was a pretty significant difference to their brand.
Yeah, and that's an idea that has legs, because they can do things with it. They could get publicity with that. People can see it, so it becomes part of the experience. It becomes part of the buzz that you create in the marketplace.
Right.
So when you pick something that's different, you know, make sure the dog can hunt.
What are some other things about making a difference?
Well, I think that being frequent with your message, understanding that the average human takes up 7 or 8 jolts of any message to get it. So whatever you decide on, you've got to do it over and over and over again. It's got to be woven in to your advertising and your promotion, but also internally within your organization, and making sure that your employees get it, because they're your brand ambassadors. And if they don't understand what your point of difference is, so I like to encourage companies to plaster it on their walls, work it into their job applications, on their website. Just mm-hmm. put that story out there, that point of difference, in many places as possible.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the employee thing, because that is a very important point. Because if small business owners have a hard time getting their arms around the concept of a brand, think about what our employees, the hard time they have. And
absolutely.
So we've got to make them true believers, don't we, about our brands.
Right. So, you know, a lot of companies have staffing manuals. Well, there should be a whole page in there about the point of difference of the company brand. And if it's not, that's, you're missing a huge opportunity.
Well, you know, and I like to use the restaurant example, because the restaurants that you and I know, Karen, that have really done well have some kind of theater.
They do.
They've got some
kind
of dramatic, you know, what they serve. I mean, I know a steakhouse that doesn't have very good steaks. People go there for the bread.
I mean, right.
That's sort of their point of difference, and their steaks are okay, but they're not as good as the bread.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, and also, when you're thinking about point of difference, focus on emotional aspects first. Connect through emotions, and then confirm through the logic. And many business owners twist those, and they start with the logic, and people make decisions for emotional reasons. So if you look at all these successful brands like that steakhouse, there is some emotional component there that people are embracing and that they like, because brands are like friends.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, one of the things they do is the moment you sit down, somebody puts a basket of bread in front of you. And that's I mean, for some reason, it doesn't impress me, but a lot of people it does. And so, you know, that was a differentiating thing for them. Karen, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to talk branding with you, and I'm looking forward to getting you back on again another day, and we'll talk some more about this. And we're going to launch your new book this summer, aren't we?
That's right, and thanks for having me. And I love talking about branding. It's my favorite thing in the whole world.
We can tell, Karen. Thanks for being here. We'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Quick break. I'll be right back after these messages with Stephen Gaffney. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
New shirt, new shoes,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.